Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude takes first base on ball 4. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Bressude moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Brandt for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bresut hits a line drive towards the mound. Pappas catches it and throws to first to double up Hardy. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-0 in the game. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tillman hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bresut hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock bunts towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Bresut moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski reaches third base with a triple. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball towards Semter. Brandt catches it and throws to home to double up Yastrzemski. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Landreth reaches second base with a double. Earl Robinson pinch runs for Hobie Landreth. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Lau now catching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Hardy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hardy. Robinson moves to second. Marv Breeding pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to third for the out. Gentile moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing third base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Breeding juggles the ball. That's an error on Breeding. Gardner moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. Gardner moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gardner scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 4 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.